Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
This is the group that helped us at our men's prayer breakfast, and they call themselves the Last Hour Bluegrass Band.
Every morning when I awake to see the sun, I can't help but think about the Lord and all the things He's done. He meets my every need. You know He's been so good to me, and I can't help but praise the Lord for all He's done. For all He's done, I'm gonna lift my hands and praise Him. For all He's done, I'll try to live my life to please Him. Even though I don't deserve to live, my life has just begun, and I can't help but praise the Lord for all He's done. There are many things that I could praise God for. If I started now until I died, there'd still be even more. If I could mention only one, I'd have to thank Him for His Son. And that's enough to praise the Lord for all He's done. For all He's done, I'm gonna lift my hands and praise Him. For all He's done, I'll try to live my life to please Him. Even though I don't deserve to live, my life is just begun, and I can't help but praise the Lord for all He's done. Even though I don't deserve to live, my life is just begun, and I can't help but praise the Lord for all He's done.
We're going to continue the sermon series where we've been preaching on understanding the spiritual representation of the ark. The text is going to be found out of Genesis chapter number 7. And the Lord said unto Noah, come, thou and all thy house into the ark. We've been looking also at the thought that the ark was a place of decision. And we spoke about how that Noah had to make a decision and how that it was a place of resolution. Here in just a moment, we're going to bring out some thoughts on the fact that it's a place of commitment and it's a place of deliberate intention. We pray that the message is going to be a blessing to you. This is going to be part number 3 of the message as we go to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church.
He made some resolution. He said this, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Boy, you need to make some resolution tonight. You need to put your feet down somewhere and say, hey, let's do something for God. Look, have you ever thought about that resolution that he made? As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. He's stepping into the ark. He's turning his back on the world. And he's stepping into that ark. He's going through that door. And on the inside, you know what he's left? He's left some family members on the outside. He's left some people that he's walked around to talk to, amen. He's left some friends that he might have one time had. He's left all of those things. He's left the farm. I'm pretty sure Noah probably had some land. But he gave it all up. He's turned his back on the world, and now he's walking in the ark, and he said, look here, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to stand here with some resolution I'm going to stand here today with the Lord. Now, I see it this way tonight. Not only do we see that this decision was a place of resolution, but now this place of Noah's decision was also a place of commitment. Now, I believe that this is where Noah began to sing, "Goodbye, world, goodbye." As he begins to walk, maybe something like this. I don't know. Maybe he began to sing something like this. "I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back." Boy, you know it tonight. Can you think about that? Boy, he turned his back on the world. I'm telling you, he turned his back on sin. He walked into the very presence of God Almighty. I'm telling you, one of these days, that's what took place tonight, that I got gloriously born again with the grace of God. Amen. I said no to the devil. Amen. And yes to Jesus. I said goodbye to the world. I just want more of him. That's all I want. That's what happened the day that I got saved. I made a commitment unto the Lord. And you know what? He said, "I'm going in. I'm going to go all the way." He made a decision of commitment. I see a lack of that commitment in our churches today, amen. Well, if you made a decision for Christ, there ought to be a change in your lifestyle, amen. You ought to be committed to the Lord, amen. You ought to be living right and holy. Listen, let me go on. Then Noah's decision also brought him to a place of deliberate intention. Think about this. Noah didn't enter the ark by accident. He didn't fall into the door. No, he entered the ark with deliberate intention, knowing full and well when he crosses this line, he's leaving it all. If you ever make a decision to go all the way for God, it ought to be deliberate. It ought to be an intention that you've got in your heart and say, "You know what? No matter what I'm getting, what Satan throws my way, I'm not changing what has took place in my life. I have an intentional I'm making an intentional decision to stand with God." Look here, the world's going to change, friend. The fads of the world are going to change. But the Bible said that I change not. Thank God. I'm going to tell you something that we talked about last night over there in our Bible doctrine class. The Word of God says this: heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. I tell you, you can rest assured. Have some deliberate intention, walking with truth, walking by faith, that God's going to take care of you. Back to our title tonight, understanding the spiritual representation of the ark. We can see how that God gave Noah and his family a gift of salvation through the flood. The gift was given by invitation to come into the ark, which required a decision to be made by each individual. Fathers, this is where it comes into play, where you have some tremendous influence. Now, I understand the reason why that these folks, this family, got access into the ark was based upon Noah's faith. But I also do know this about salvation. I can't make a decision for my son. Just as I mentioned about a minute ago, as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. I believe this. I believe that, fathers, if you'll live right, I believe if you'll walk right in front before your sons, and if you'll live in such a way that they see the love of Jesus Christ, I believe this, it'll be so awesome. It'll be such a walk that they want, that they determine to have in their own heart and their own home, that they look back and they say, "You know what? I'm going to tell you something. I've seen something different in Daddy. I've seen some determination. I've seen some decisions that he's made, and I've watched God bless it. And I tell you one thing, I want that for my life." And that decision, friend, to follow Jesus and to be consistent in the things of God will forever change your life. It'll change your generations to come. I don't think you ever have gotten a hold of this. Maybe I don't think I may have ever gotten a hold of this. But after this point, Noah was the preacher for the world. Every descendant, every grandchild, every son, every daughter that was born, Noah was the preacher to them. And their sons picked up the torch. And their sons begin to preach. And their sons begin to proclaim the things of God. Are y'all with me tonight? Amen. I'm going to tell you something. You've got to have, just as much as your daddy's got a relationship with God, you too got to have a relationship with God. Amen. So you have to make a personal decision tonight. Not just your daddy, but you've got to have a personal decision with the Lord. Tonight, each one of us, we've got to make a decision. A decision must be made. It's the greatest decision. It's the most important decision. It's the most life-changing decision a person could ever make. It's a decision that could determine whether you're going to go all the way for God, or you're going to be rejected. You're going to reject the things of God and stand on the outside and perish, not in water, but everlasting fire. You know what I see today? I see people mocking the gift of God. I see people mocking the things of God. It's because they don't know who He is. But I want to tell you something tonight. You need this gift. You need to share this gift with everybody you know, just as Noah made a decision to come into God's ark. You also have to make a decision tonight to come into the loving arms of a Savior. Are you going to accept Him fully tonight? You're going to go all the way in. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Are you going to be discouraged by what's going on the outside? Are you going to let Satan pull you apart, pull you down? And I'm going to tell you something. You can get to the point of discouragement. When the sweat's dripping off your brow and you're up there building on the ark and everybody's making fun of you, trying to pull you from your position. Hello, from your position. And you're looking at the ark and you're looking at God, you're looking at the people, and you hear what they're saying. Sometimes you get discouraged. But I want to tell you something. Don't perish with the people. Because here's the thing. You're going to relax in the things of God if you'll just be where you're supposed to be. Look, just as Noah, we've been given a graceful gift of opportunity. It's a gift of salvation. It's a gift of life. It's a gift that is not temporal, but it's a gift that's eternal tonight. It's a gift that will keep us from perishing. Now think about that tonight. Don't get excited or nothing. But I'm not going to hell, thank God. Why? Because I received the gift of salvation, thank God. And ain't a single bit of that old dirty water ever going to get on me. Oh, I'm telling you tonight, thank God, they ain't a flame of hell going to touch your soul. Why? Because, I'm going to tell you something, because of the grace of God and the gift of salvation, Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said over in Romans chapter number 10, verse number 9, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, right? With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So let me ask you this tonight. Is that just simply walking around and saying, well, He's a good God? You know, there's probably some people that was walking around the ark saying, you know what? Noah was a pretty good preacher, but they never agreed with what he said. They never let it sink in to their heart that there was going to be a day when it's going to rain, when there's going to be a flood that's coming. They never let those things sink in, and they perished because of it. Now, here's the thing. Since today, I'm amazed at this. I'm amazed to watch people go from being lost to accepting Christ as their Lord and Savior. It amazes to watch them people get up and they'll leave and they'll come back and there's such a change in their life. You don't have to tell them that they need to call Jesus Lord. For with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation, right? I'm going to tell you something. Since the time that Jesus saved me at 7 years old, there's always, 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 He's my Lord. He's my Savior. He's my Jesus. Amen. It's my personal. Why? Because of a decision that I made as a seven-year-old boy. Changed my life because I got a relationship with Him. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app
where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.